Welcome to the End Zone Club, where we have conversations that are designed to push you from walking in potential to fulfilling your purpose and introducing our host, Anthony Mitchell.
Wherever there are shadows, there are people ready to kick at the darkness until it bleeds daylight.
I'm Rodney Olson, the host of the podcast Bleeding Daylight. Every week, I host inspirational guests from around the world who've overcome life's struggles and are making this world a better place. Hear how they've refused to let their past define their future on Bleeding Daylight, wherever you find podcasts or at bleedingdaylight.net.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back. It's your host, Anthony Mitchell. And as always, we have conversations wrapped around things we know now we wish we knew when we were younger. Speaking of younger, I remember walking in my family members' homes, especially during the holidays. Seemed like that's when most of us tend to get together during the holidays. And my parents used to always get on me because my first mode of operation was I wanted to get in the house, see my cousins, let's either start play fighting, wrestling, or let's go ahead and jump into Sega Genesis. And my parents trying to teach me a sense of etiquette and all that good stuff used to always say, hey, did you speak to your aunt or to your uncle or to some of the older people? Did you go back and hug your grandmother? And, you know, I probably didn't realize just how important those times would be because you always thought that grandma would be here and your aunts and uncles. But now as I've gotten older, there's a lot of things that I value that mean more to me now that I'm older that I wish I would have enjoyed. And I would say relationships within the family structure is something that while you guys can, just a side note, make sure you take the time to love those who are in your circle, love those who are in your family, to just take the time out to do what it is, which is just called enjoying the moments. So I was listening, and I'm going to segue in another direction, but I was listening to a powerful piece by a motivational speaker by the name of Les Brown. Les was, and I want to make sure that I shout him out on this because I'm a person that believes that if somebody says something or does something that inspires you, give them credit for it. Don't do like we do on social media. We see memes, we'll copy and paste the words from it or something somebody creative has said, and we'll post it as though it's our own. And you guys, y'all have seen it. You've been scrolling through social media and you're seeing the same quotes over and over and over. Just people have redressed it and put it in their own platform. Well, I don't like to do that. I like to give people credit for where credit is earned because me also being in this sphere as a podcaster, you know, as a youth pastor, as a husband, and several of the other hats I wear, a lot of my momentum is based upon people recognizing what we're doing and latching on to it. So Les was giving this powerful speech, and I want to give you guys, in essence, a part of it and build today's episode off of it. But he tells a story of an owner who buys a team, and this team is basically, I don't want to say the New York Mets, but they're the dweller team and the league. Well, as the owner is talking to some of the players, he stumbles upon a pitcher and he asks this pitcher, well, what are you good at? So the pitcher starts rattling off, you know, I can throw a fastball, I can throw a curveball. He said, no. What's your best pitch? And he says, my fastball. He said, okay. Well, that's what I want you to work on all offseason. I want you to work on that fastball. Get it together. Fast forward next year, the team has realized what each of them were good at. They've worked at it all offseason, and now they're in the World Series. And y'all, if y'all are following me on social media, when I said Les Brown, you already knew where I was going because, y'all, I have worn the sound clip out with everything I'm posting. I'm on TikTok. I'm doing artwork, and in the backdrop, I've got this speech by Les Brown going because it serves as a reminder to me every day. And before you get ready to do anything, be intentional, first of all, about your time. There's a lot of us that are good at a lot of things. I know some people that are good singers. They're good cooks. They're good dancers. They're good writers. They're good artists. They're good, good, good in school. They're good getting along with people. But when you start kind of breaking down the parts and getting minuscule and getting out a magnifying glass and really looking at the parts of the component that make the clock tick, and you start asking people, what are you great at? Sometimes people can't differentiate between what I'm good at and what I'm great at. So for me, one of the reasons I keep posting this sound clip is because I am good at a lot of things. I'm a cabinet maker. I'm a carpenter. I do electricity. I was a musician. I mean, I can keep going with things that I do. I work with my hands, if you hadn't realized that yet. Get along with people, great, great. I'm a good community advocate, being able to, just through grassroots movement, get people together. I've had friends that have always told me they think that's my talent, is getting people together. I'm a good cook. I think I'm a great cook. I think I'm great on a grill. But if you were to ask me, Ann, what are you great at? What's that one thing that you could work at that could propel you from being in the basement to having a better sense of living tomorrow or having more success in life? I would have to say it's my artwork. I throw that on the table for me to kind of digest a little bit, but also for you that are listening. I want to throw the question out to you guys. What are you great at? Sometimes I have these conversations with other people that have been in the, haven't been the most financially successful. And I think when you don't have what you want in life, there are a lot of predatory alternatives that lie in our communities that are coming after you. And what I mean by that, so let's say, for example, if you've never been in a rut that you've been trying to get out of financially, you got to be careful about things like payday loans that are very predatory in nature, because just the amount of interest rates that they're charging you for a couple of days, borrowing money and then having to re-up, it becomes a trap for a lot of people. There are also other things that are out there that some people tend to fall into as traps. And this is not a knock. I'm just saying, sometimes when you're lacking that sense of direction, knowing every day I wake up, hey, what's something that I can work on to get out of my financial rut, versus seeing the talents that God has placed in your corner, sometimes we're looking for quick fixes to get out of ruts. So been broke for a while. What can I do to get out of it? I can either work harder. I can even give some more. I can either reshift and refocus my plate, my palate, and start, you know, maybe seeing some things I have that I don't really need, and start readjusting that towards other things. Because how many of us pay more time and attention being entertained than we actually do improving our situation, improving our finances, making ends meet? I know my wife and I, we've been, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just telling you what it is. But we've even looked at our budget. And y'all, I am ashamed to say this, probably, there's probably not a streaming platform available that I don't own. I've got Hulu. I've got Netflix. I've got Paramount. I've got Peacock. I've got Disney Plus. I've got Netflix. Okay, I don't have YouTube TV. That's just too much. I got Xfinity TV, right? I've got internet through another provider. I've got data on my phone. Well, when I need to watch something on YouTube, I can get to it, right? But if you start looking at the bottom line, what I was paying for entertainment and what I was paying to eat out every week for lunch versus bringing things for lunch and versus making more use of my money, man, when I'm seeing this gas going up in my area to $3.23, $3.33 a gallon, there are some accommodations I've had to make. But on the growth side, I don't like to be a victim of circumstance. I don't like for life to be changing around me and inflation and be hopping up, or for jobs to not be giving raises this year, or for me to be here and employment is ended. I don't like to put all of my eggs in one basket. So what do I do? How could I think like a hustler? hustlers think in these terms. All right, God, you gave me this talent. Ant can draw a little bit. Now I'm going to just kind of get into my platform a little bit. Ant can draw a little bit. So what Ant is doing now is he's taking that. He's now doing artwork, something I'm hand drawing. I'm hand drawing it. Okay. Now I'm uploading it to Procreate. I'm uploading it to Adobe Illustrator, some form of digital art. From that digital art, I'm refining my colors. I'm making my drawings more vibrant, and I'm getting them ready for high resolution production. Now that I've gotten there, I'm taking this same platform and I'm shooting it out on merchandise. I'm on Bonfire, guys. I've got t-shirts, I've got hoodies, I've got long sleeves, crew necks, v-necks, you name it, it's on there. But from there also, I'm taking some of this and now I'm putting motivational speeches with my drawings, because as you're doing digital art, it's indirectly recording your progress from start to finish. So now you're able to export those videos and you can add motivational speeches and music to it, and you can flip it, flop it, but now it provides you a gallery for people that are watching to be able to see that you're not only are you not tracing, but people that like watching DIY shows, for example, a lot of times they like seeing projects coming together from scratch. And that's what the export option has done. And also, hadn't stopped there, but taking that same artwork and now uploading it for Etsy and NFTs. There's a wide range of platforms that your gifts and talents can be put on. But what happens is you have to know now, if you're a singer, where can you get the bag at? Yeah, you can sing in church. Yeah, you can sing where you sing at. But what I'm saying is just don't position yourself for your talent to only be seen through one venue, through one lens. Because what happens is if you put all of your eggs in one basket, if that basket fails, then it's going to make it harder for you to succeed. Early on with this podcast, I would get random inboxes, maybe from a small radio station over here in this part of the country. Or there would be an upstart Christian streaming network that reached out to me. As I was trying to grow this platform, man, I was excited every time these opportunities came. All you had to do was ask, and I'm like, yep, here's my URL. You can host it however you need to host it. But some of these platforms being upstart in different things, they didn't make it. So now all that excitement that I had, guess what? All of my eggs were in these baskets. So when this site that I had put my URL on to host my podcast, when it failed and its audience left with it, guess who was left holding the bag? When that Christian radio station never could figure out how to make my format stream on their podcast or on their radio station or through their various means of multimedia, guess who was left holding the bag? So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you have to plan your talent to be seen on multiple venues so that when this doesn't work or when that stream dries up or this is not as fortuitous as it once was, you all right. You all right. And that's the mind of a hustler. I'm not just giving all right here. I'm taking this artwork. You can find it on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Fanbase. You can find it on YouTube. You can find me on LinkedIn. I hadn't jumped on Snapchat yet. I hadn't seen an advantageous advantage to it yet. But I mean, I'm also on other platforms. Like I said, Bonfire. I'm out there. Same thing with this podcast. You could find me on iTunes, Google Podcasts. See where I'm going? This is not a flex. It's just saying, if you're going to work on your fastball, you have to know which angles you can throw a fastball from. You can know what time of day. Okay, I'm hoping I'm making sense and I'm not just talking around in circles. But you take your bag, you take your gifts, you take your talents, and you say, God, first of all, I'm going to commit this to you. But I want to know, how do I position these talents, these gifts, these abilities that you've given me? How do I position them? Where do I place it to get maximum use? And that's real. That's real. So now I'm having to focus my attention every day on putting some kind of effort into my gifts. By doing so, I thank God I was just honored by Voyage LA. They did a write-up about my artwork. What that does now is they're talking about that one thing that I feel like I'm great at. Now it's opening doors. They're asking questions in some of these articles, like, what are some other things you do beside artwork? So what do? Talk about my podcast. Talk about my kids selling jewelry. Talk about my wife as a vlogger. These are things that are opening doors for other things. But I'm saying, once you position your life where what you're great at is getting the attention, it's almost like it's like a waterfall. The rock that sits at the top touches the water first, and then it diverts it and it streams where it's got to go. That's how life works. Y'all, I just wanted to drop these principles, these nuggets. I'm sorry, I dropped my recording device, but I wanted to drop these nuggets off with you guys, because you know what? It's going to be worth it. Some of y'all are going to come back and tell me about the good things that have happened after listening to this podcast. Other of you guys are going to tuck this away in your heart. I may never know what you guys are doing, but I promise I know you guys are listening. Anyway, with that said, I don't want to hold you long, but I just wanted to put it out there. What am I good at? What are you good at? What's that fastball that's going to take you down from the cellar up to the World Series? Holler back at me, guys. I appreciate y'all. And as always, this is Anthony Mitchell, and you are listening to the End Zone Club.